7.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Mrs. Fennelli loves it when Dr. Richard Allen Miller's on the broadcast classroom with us. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website. So if you would like to contact Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's here with us today, just go to usapreparers.com, USAPrepares.com. And Rick was the lead Navy physicist at the Pentagon. He's a scientist. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller sent me a 44-minute video link, the Third Reich, Operation UFO, the Nazi base in Antarctica. Dr. Richard Allen Miller was in Antarctica, and we're going to learn what very few people have ever even heard about. Warm water under the ice at the bottom of the world. So for the next hour, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to teach us about what he saw and what he learned. He was there in Antarctica, and possibly the Vikings, as well as the Nazis. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Thank you. You bet.
Hey, Rick.
You make my heart glad. It's that Chief George Dan saying, you know, you make my heart glad. Can't wait to see Johnny Depp as Tonto.
You know, Norman Shealy, Dr. Shealy's dog, is named Tonto.
Gotta love it. You just have to love Hollywood.
Rick, now you were in Antarctica. When were you there?
A long time ago. In a faraway universe. When I worked with MRU, Mankind Research Unlimited, there was a team that wanted us to. And they never, ever when we did things, they never gave us full disclosure. Even with my clearances, I had top secret. That means I had an orange badge, and I had three green buttons on it that were vault permits. That means I was above two-star generals. And even then, I was never given full disclosure. I'd look at something, and it wasn't told where it was or what it was. They wanted me to come in fresh with my weirdness and just absorb it as I can. Unlike the X-Files, which was a budget cut. Our teams normally had as many as 40 people involved in one project. I was the Northwest Regional Director, so I was up in Seattle out of the University of Washington in anesthesiology with the Department of Paraphysics and Parapsychology. We were working directly under the smoking man, Dr. Carl Schleicher. And we had a well range of things we did, having no idea what was next. And mostly, when they didn't understand what was going on, then they would bring in A-team. And because I was physicist, I was normally lead. However, in this particular one, I was working for someone else, and they were in lead, and it was a woman, and she was an anthropologist, and she had better skills in those areas. And this is where I eventually got interfaced with what is called cybernetic anthropology. Laughlin, DeAquile, and McManus. It is very interesting studying xenocultures and or alternate cultures and what might be or might not be going on. Now, the Nazis, in the very early part of European expansion, even before the United States, you know, in the late 30s, was always interested in ancient technologies. And when I say ancient technologies, things like the pyramids, and even before, like places like Atlantis and Mu, these areas were always of interest to the Nazis because they actually existed. And the mythology, there were historians back in ancient Greece, Homer and so on, that wrote about them, just like Hollywood does today. And it was interesting to note the common mythology that threads through all of these different myths, the way it changes and or becomes archetypal. And that's the part that I found was very interesting. So what we had in the early 70s, I think it was 71, 1974, after Prague, you could see it from space. There's a big hole in the ice, big hole. You could see it from space. And when we finally went down there, this is after the myths of Admiral Byrd in the early 60s, my team went in, and I saw the Nazi base. It was abandoned. It was in ruin. It looked like it had been in the 50s, maybe. It was gone. And we saw another set of ruins that appeared 14th century, maybe, that was Viking-ish, but not Viking. I don't know what it was. Interestingly, and what I saw was a cavern that was a mile high and had weather, clouds, rain, light, interesting, and water. And it caverns that went elsewhere, downward. And like the, hollow earth concept. It's the earth isn't hollow, but it has different substrates, and they're moving in different directions. That's the so-called molten core and the spin and all that kind of stuff that creates our electromagnetic blanket that protects us from gamma rays and all kinds of things like that. You know, it's like we're in a cocoon here and we're gestating. That's a good metaphor. under the warm skies of Earth, and imagine what's happening to astronauts going into outer space and being exposed to, with no shielding. It's, bone mass, talking to the planet dialogue, with your heart rate and stuff of that, like that, Schumann's resonance. All of these things were fit into a puzzle that would suggest there was another, I don't know this, but there was another, listen, if the Nazis had done their thousand-year war and were still there, they weren't, that would suggest all of us be speaking German right now rather than English, New World Order, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're not.
Rick, you mentioned Atlantis, and my research indicates that the Nazis believed, and others, that Atlantis is under Antarctica, and because of pole shifts, it's under the ice.
Yeah, we'll call that movie Stargate Atlantis. That's a good title. That'll get them all. Yes and no. I'm going to suggest it's something even more profound is going on here. The convergence, the harmonic resonance, the 2012, the netter new, that's a good word from Egypt. The realization of netter new. We are going to, in the next year, have some amazing new discoveries. and it's going to be so rich as to verge on, appears we're going home, the movie. But I'm not sure that that's the right way to see it. I don't have enough data. That's the part of not knowing what's really going on. I've seen Antarctica, so guess what? There's a big hole there, a big one, warm water, and it has atmosphere because of that warm water. I mean, there's clouds and there's rain. And I've never seen it snow or anything like that, but it has like a type of environment that you could thrive in. Maybe the garden, who knows? I don't know how that all works, but my gut tells me that there is a second race of human beings that survived the flood, had advanced technologies, and are, I don't know, experimenting with us. It's not about aliens. It might be about ourselves. Time travel. Who knows what this all means yet?
Rick, this place that you're describing, Hitler's top generals.
Yes, I'm talking about. You bet. The Germans were advanced on us in technologies. Absolutely. And so some conspiracies would suggest that the Thousand-Year War, we didn't actually win the war. But you got to realize that everybody in Japan now is going bald.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it all means yet. I know that I'm not speaking German. I speak German, but they're from the Deutsche Bleiben. But that was Chuck Walters. Wir wollen Deutsche bleiben, and he's out of Springfield. He was over in with Acres USA. That's another person that was brilliant in this whole area. This guy that writes in agriculture. Now, something went happened in Antarctica. I don't know what it was. There it is. And now I'm discovering that I live in Grants Pass, Oregon, and my place is covered with tunnels and tubing everywhere. I mean, it's amazing. It's like being an organism that has now discovered another kind of universe that we can best inhabit.
Rick, let's talk a little bit more about Hitler and this safe haven that he believed was in Antarctica for him should the Nazis have lost the war. Secret base under the ice, Antarctica. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
fall in love.
With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, if someone wants to buy one of your books, one of your many books, RichardAllenMiller.com. Any other suggestions?
Well, yeah, Amazon. I wanted to apologize, too. You know, my mind is not as tight today because of other things going on with burying my father and things. So apologize if I seem to wander a little bit. Just wanted to clarify that. We can go back into Antarctica now. What I saw led me to believe that something else was there when the Nazis chose it as a safe haven. You know, it was defendable. It was impregnable. It was underground. There were no types of ordnance at that time that could do anything to it. It was like a mile-high cavern, you know, with weather and all kinds of flying aircraft and whatever. There was at one point probably a large Nazi base there and barracks and things like that. And they were abandoned and in ruin, like untouched for 100 years, or not 100 years, but, you know, 50 years. I mean, it was unbelievable. There was something else there built on top of it that, I mean, over, it was older, that was way older. And so the Nazis had discovered something that had been discovered possibly, you know, during the Viking period, maybe 4 or 5 centuries ago. I don't, you know, 5,000 years ago. There was other things there as well. And my own studies, even though this was not my area was paranormal. That's what I did mostly. And that's why they wanted to, that's why I wasn't lead on this project. I believe that something else inhabited that area, and that that's what happened is the Nazis started to try to set up something and were removed, just like Admiral Byrd. and that if the Nazis had dug in and had spared safe haven, like many conspiracists would suggest, then we probably would all be speaking German today, and we're not.
Rick, did you see any evidence of any Nazi aircraft, ships, submarines?
Yeah, there was aircraft. Yes. It's a small...
Because my research tells me that Hermann Göring was involved in this. Heinrich Himmler, Karl Dönitz of the Nazi Navy, they were all involved in this project.
Well, it's the occult. Of course they were. This was where ancient technology could give the Nazis an edge over our own American technologies. You know, they had nuclear weapons also. They just didn't get to use them before we did.
Yeah, we were just days or months ahead of them with our development.
Right on the edge, and while we were doing that race, they were doing two others. There's another thing they were doing. We won't talk about that this show, but that Antarctica was one of them. And believe me when I tell you, they thought that they had found the bunker of all bunkers, which at that time, and even probably somewhat today, probably is absolutely true.
Even I think it was
over, Missouri and what you guys were all dug in.
Rick, I think it was called, in 1939, they created this base called Base 221. I think that's what it was called. And so we sent our guys over there. We sent over
Admiral Byrd, a large Byrd. Fleet, and several ships were sunk. How does that work?
Nobody said
anything about it. Oh, well, there's one of your first, counterintelligence, where you put a spin on something so that it doesn't flag.
Yeah, Admiral Byrd, I think it was in 1947. Yeah. We sent to the U.S. Navy over there, and we lost some subs, I think, destroyer.
Some airplanes. There were all kinds of things that happened, and there's, on this video that you're going to post, has actual film clips. This is a Russian movie, and it's a documentary from Russia, so it's in Ruski, it's in Russian, and they've done some translations, so it's understandable.
Class, it's posted right now. Page one, USAprepares.com. About a 500,000 views. I think you find it fascinating. Yeah, 500,000 views. Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be right back.
This is your call to action. Action. You survive. Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Howland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Oh, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, on page one of USAPrepares.com, there's a post, and it's titled, Russian Film on Nazi UFOs, Bird's Expedition, 44-minute video, link from Dr. Richard Allen Miller. That's what we're talking about today. I'd like to suggest you seriously consider watching this. It's absolutely fascinating. Now, you will not be able to multitask when you watch this. This is something that you're going to need to pay attention to for 44 minutes. There are subtitles. You're going to have to read them because it's in Russian. And I believe you will be as riveted to this video as I. I think it's absolutely fascinating. It's very thought-provoking. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller sent it to me. That's why we're talking about this today, because it's worth your it's worth your time to pay attention to it. Now, Admiral Byrd was sent in 1947 to destroy the Nazi base that we're talking about in Antarctica. And what he found when he went to destroy this German base is he found fighter jets that engaged in battle with him, We didn't have fighter jets in 1947. And come to mind, 1947, didn't something happen in Roswell, New Mexico, in the same year, 1947? And what happened is these fighter jets whooped our butts. They did. And we were in fast retreat as a result of the engagement with whoever this was that we were fighting in Antarctica in 1947. Rick, can you comment on that?
There were orbs too. That wasn't just jets. They had a flying craft that was later known as Foo Fighters that shot aircraft down and moved out of the water. Those vehicles came out of the water. They have video of that.
Yes, and video. Yeah, that video is part of this 44-minute piece. The aircraft came out of the water and flew. And
that means they were using
us.
Technologies, and when I say technologies, you know, concepts like electromagnetic, they were using technologies that we do not yet understand.
Mm-hmm. And we have one of our instructors that you're going to get a chance to meet at the Get Prepared Expo, Rick, and class. You're all going to get a chance to meet him if you come. Not only will you meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller, but another instructor from Silicon Valley, California, who's a radio frequency engineer. He designs communication systems. His name is Bert Bertonis. He is very interested in technologies that are extraterrestrial, and he'd like to learn more about them.
You know, I don't know if it's extraterrestrial or that extraterrestrial was here first.
You know, that's his point,
there's
too.
There's evidence that there has been this other race of humans that go way back to before the Noah's flood. And that's what we call dragon blood and bloodlines and extra genetics material. You know, it's a variation. I think I don't understand it. It's not my area of expertise. But, you know, ancestry and O negative blood, you know, those kinds of things are markers for what kind of a unit you are, that kind of thing. And I think there's more going on here than I really understand. That's the unknowable part at this point. You know, who knows what's really going on? There's obviously someone has other information that I don't. What would be wonderful if we got into a big round table? That's what we used to do when we went in to discover or bust something. And we wanted to know if this was a valid direction to study or not. You know, a lot of new concepts coming through with, you know, zero gravity and cold fusion. I don't know what actually happened. I do know that if the Nazis won, it would be in their mentat that everybody would be speaking German, and we're not. So
Rick, you know,
that would tell me something else happened.
I look at the technologies, and I look at our capabilities right now. And, you know, on the farm, we have a fairly large backhoe. It's not a toy. It's a real backhoe. It's the kind of thing that is used for building roads. Well, Rick, that, with all its capabilities of building dams and ponds and excavating for basements and all that stuff, that is a toy. That not even a toy. When you put that against the pyramids,
or the new bore technology that we currently actually have. You know, I manage a bunker and here in this area, and I'm retired, but I have seen tunnels in Oregon that were poured in 1912. That's a long time ago, and there are bunkers all over here, and the Midwest is crazy with them. So
these
borers that, you know, they put sleeves in and it pulls the material out with water. It's I've seen it. It's unbelievable.
Rick, why were there bunkers built in the West Coast, Northwest, in 1912?
Well, they were natural. you know, the Oregon Caves, the concept of, you know, tunnels that start up near Gold Beach and go all the way down into Northern California. There's whole coastline is honeycombed with it. It's because of the Pacific Rim and the Ring of Fire and, you know, the way that all magma moves and shifts the Earth. I am now beginning to understand there may be a far more extensive system below the one we're currently enjoying.
Really? So
yeah.
You're talking about life?
Yeah.
I share that
that's
one?
What my studies would suggest without proof or data other than my gut feel. That's what I was really good at. You know, when I came to a fork in the road, I instinctively always knew what direction the technology should study. That's why I was A-team. I just, you know, had a sense of it. Let's do it this way. And I have come to the conclusion that the Earth, and we know this now more with tomography from space. I mean, you know, you can go down. That's why we have fracking and mining and all the crazy things they're doing. It's all about greed. It's worse than anything I've ever dreamed possible. I can't believe what's going on. It's a terrible shame. It's you know, I don't think Japan is going to be here very much longer. It's on a precipice. The whole of Earth is changing right now. We're in a global weather event, and it's affecting everything. And this region in Antarctica is a kind of a neutral zone or something. It's got water and atmosphere, and it's protected, and it's bedrock. That's what it is. It's
so,
bedrock.
Rick, let me see if I've got this right. So, are you suggesting that we're on the top floor, the ground level, I guess, and below us there's another floor and there's life of some kind?
Yes, that's what I saw could be possible. And Merlin put it best when he said, anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory. That means if it's even part of your imagination, it's probable.
Wow. Okay. Rick, this is quite fascinating, and I'm thinking about
interesting. And you know, we may never in this life know. You realize that a lot of this goes back before the pyramids. You know, if you go to Egypt and you actually look at pyramids and things, you'll see that at one time there were different things before they put plaster over it and did hieroglyphics.
You know, I've heard you say that once before, Rick. I have never heard that before.
It's true that pyramids are now considered to be much older than Egypt.
Rick, I believe we've got a call from John in New Hampshire. John in New Hampshire, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, my name's George. Hi, Vince, and hi, Dr. Miller. I just wanted to say something, is that the British, supposedly a man came out shortly before his death and confided in a close friend that he was in a special British force that made a prelude attack on that Nazi base somewhere around 1946, and they said that cabin that Dr. Miller describes, they said went extensively underground, and it was lighted by some luminescence that they weren't quite sure.
Bioluminescence, yes.
Yeah, bioluminescence.
That's what they used me. That was my part of it, was the radiation part.
Well, they said that the Nazis had abandoned their base to go underground, and when they went underground, they said when they went in there, they couldn't believe the extension, the extensiveness of the cabins, and they said there was a lot of German technicians, engineers, and whatnot working feverishly underneath the, in an underground base, and they said that the Germans were also developing special diets in the late 30s, early 40s, for living in such conditions up in the Arctic, and they said that they planted any number of explosive devices, and they were sighted, and they said they had crack SS units up there that basically hunted the team down until finally most of the team was destroyed, but they blew part of the entrance or blocked it up. But they said that there was a nuclear, under the auspices of a nuclear test, they said the Soviet Union, the United States, and I believe it was Britain, simultaneously exploded nuclear weapons. They said that's where the hole is, up in the atmosphere, above that region. And they said that they created an EMP effect sometime in the 1950s because they said they couldn't knock out that base with, you know, the weaponry they had. So they tried to basically create an EMP effect. What do you think?
That's interesting. It's all part of a big puzzle. Thank you, because this is not my area of expertise. I was doing the bioluminescence, and it turns out that is a type of dialoguing that we all do that we didn't know and have not discussed. That was one of the things I did for MRU, was bioluminescence. I went in on the Carillion photography and showed that.
Thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. Dr. Rich and Alan Miller, and I'll be back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dried-guy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick Miller and I are talking about the secret Nazi base in Antarctica. Rick, with so much interest in the past in Antarctica, are we still interested?
Yes. But there's something more going on, and that's the part that this man caller, the guy that called in, would suggest. That these, I suspect it, because I see them here. There is no question about the so-called concept of a hollow earth. And it could be a factory. It could be anything. And with technologies that we don't have. Now, whether that's alien or it's another race of humans, you know, wherever there's a myth, there's always, like, smoke, there's fire. That means the myth creates the possibility. And what I say now is what Carl Sagan used to say. Small steps, Allie.
Yeah. I remember back in Virginia, our family used to attend a Catholic church. I was raised Catholic, Roman Catholic. Most Italians, I guess, are. And I'm of Italian descent. And my our priest was over at the farm in Virginia. And we were standing in the driveway, and I vividly remember this. I said, do you think it's possible that God is an alien? And he just put us here and said, look, I'm going to tell you, some of what you need to know. The rest you're going to have to figure it out, and I'll come back and check on you, in a while. And he looked at me, and he said, wow, that's a really interesting question. And he didn't dismiss it. He didn't say, Vinny, I knew you're nuts. You confirmed it. He was fascinated. He was fascinated as a priest.
I have to say, when I didn't find answers in physics, that I studied Hebrew, Old Hebrew, and Greek, and then did my own studies of translations in the Old Bibles looking for answers. I didn't find answers there either, because there's quite a few different kinds of Bibles out there. But what I did find in the Old my own translations, is that they suggested that there were a hierarchy of gods. That means, there was Yahweh and Yadeh Vaheh, and then they discussed the veils of Isis. and the hierarchy of something more. And it always brought me back to Bob Dylan when he said, everybody's got to serve somebody.
Well, Rick, is there a correlation between the crash at Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, which has been supposedly debunked as...
that I think are more real, like in Mexico and so on. And, of course, George Adamski...
What I'm saying, Rick, is a crash in 47, which, you know, we've all heard about, and the battle with the unidentified, never-seen-before bell-shaped aircraft...
Yeah.
With a propulsion system that we didn't know how to build.
Out of Germany, Virtual. That all came out of Germany. That was another direction that they were working with electromagnetic fields, and rather than with propulsion systems. And
that craft that came flying out of the water was German technology. Or was it
I don't know, but that the Germans were developing similar technology, possibly reverse technology, you know, reverse engineering. Who knows?
Rick, that's a subject for a future broadcast. Reverse engineering technology from not of this world. What do you think about that? Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. You can go to his website, RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Fascinating, USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And Dr. Norman Sheila is going to be with us at 3 o'clock. Information's on the website.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.